Today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, we're learning how to move forward even when it's difficult.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sometimes you need to sing when you don't feel like it. And sometimes you need to praise until your feelings catch up to your praise. And sometimes you need to shout to the Lord until your heart starts shouting with your audible praise.
Have you ever been in a season where you're not fully engaged or stuck and not operating with the energy you normally have? Sometimes we call this a slump. Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Mark is the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago and the president of Moody Bible Institute. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Mark, I'm a baseball fan. It's so frustrating when a player gets into a batting slump. You know, you just want to reach out and say, here, you're doing this wrong, or you want to help them out.
Yeah, you're right, and we've had plenty of that in Chicago, both on the Sox side and the Cubs side.
Right. We're not taking sides here, are we?
No, we're not. But you know what? It's not just baseball players that get into a slump. We also get into these seasons of a spiritual slump.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during this last year, it has been so prevalent.
Yeah, it's easy, isn't it?
It really is, and I've talked to so many people, prayed for so many people that find themselves in a slump because of isolation, because the environment has been so toxic, because things have been so tumultuous. A lot of people have lost their praise and find themselves in a spiritual slump. So if you are one of those people and you've been sluggish spiritually, this message is going to help jumpstart you out of your slump.
Psalm 100 is our text. Here's Mark Jobe.
I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm chapter 100. Psalms 100. It's a powerful passage on breaking out of our slump. Now, there's a lot of people go into slumps because there's fear. And I believe that many people have been gripped by fear in these unusual times. In fact, I know that more than usual, people are struggling with panic attacks. They did a survey recently to see what people fear. Corruption of government officials was top. Terrorist attack was a big one. Not having enough money for the future, that was huge. Being a victim of crime, that was a big one. People that they love dying, that was huge. Economic and financial collapse, that was a big fear. Identity theft, that was another one. And people that they love becoming seriously ill, that's become a very prominent fear in people's lives. So, as we talk about breaking out of the slump, I believe that breaking out of the slump is not about changing your circumstances, but it's about changing your perspective towards your circumstances. We may be in similar circumstances with the pandemic and the recession and the economy and social isolation for several more months. We may be in this for a while. And so if you're waiting for the vaccine to happen to get out of the slump, I'm afraid to tell you that it may not happen as quickly as you anticipate it, but you don't have to continue to live in a slump while you wait for your circumstances to change. People that I talk to are depressed. They're stressed over traveling and social distancing and whether a vaccine is going to come. They're fatigued. They're tired of the COVID restrictions that exist in this country. There's family-related issues. Sometimes people are getting sick, or you have elderly people that you're worried about. There's loneliness because people are more isolated than they were before and separated from their social network of people. They're grieving loss. I know a lot of people who have lost loved ones during this time, or people have died, not just COVID-related, but other illnesses. And many people are just ready to be done with this season. They want out of this slump. So Psalms chapter 100, I believe, holds the key to breaking out of this slump. If you're taking notes today, I'm going to give you four key steps or habits that you need to embrace over the next couple of weeks to break out of the slump that you may find yourself in. I'm going to read Psalm 100. It's a short psalm, but very powerful. It says, I'm reading out of the NIV, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So if you're taking notes today, I want you to write this down. Number one, the first thing that you need to do to break out of your slump, listen to this. It may surprise you because most of you have never thought of this. First of all, make some joy noise. That's right. You heard me. I said, make some joy noise. Sometimes you just need to make a joyful sound. It's interesting that he starts off in this psalm by saying, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. What is a joyful noise? Well, I don't know. Sometimes when we sing, especially if we're not very good at singing and we can't harmonize. I've been next to some people singing that are making some noise, and they're very joyful when they're making that noise, and we call it singing, but it's really a joyful noise. In fact, I'm afraid to say that I don't have the greatest voice in the world. I'm afraid to say that I've made some joyful noise in the past as well. What does that mean? It simply means that out of our joy, out of our exuberance for God, that we actually decide to make some audible noises that celebrate God. Now that can come in a form of a song. It can come in the form of strumming the strings of a guitar. It can come in the form of beating on a drum or making your own drum, or in the form of a shout, or in the form of a yelp, or in the form of a sigh as you look to the heaven. But he says, make a joyful noise. All the earth, and make it to the Lord. And then he says, serve the Lord with gladness, and come into his presence with singing. Can I tell you this? I want you to know that sometimes our feelings follow our actions. Sometimes people say, well, I can't sing until I feel happy. Psychologists have long understood that sometimes it's the opposite. Instead of waiting till we're happy to sing, sometimes it's our singing that actually causes our emotion to catch up to our action. They've done studies and they realize that if you smile, even when you don't feel like smiling, you actually release some endorphins in your body that make you happy. If you're sad and you see someone else laughing and you find yourself looking at them, have you ever noticed how contagious laughter is? I've been in groups where someone starts laughing and then pretty soon the whole group is laughing. And when you ask, what are you laughing about? They don't know what they're laughing about. They're just laughing because everybody around them is laughing and their joy and their spirit is uplifted. Why? Because they're making a joyful noise. And the Bible tells us make a joyful noise unto the Lord, that we are actually celebrating his goodness. And so what I'm telling you is that sometimes you need to sing when you don't feel like it. And sometimes you need to praise until your feelings catch up to your praise. And sometimes you need to shout to the Lord until your heart starts shouting with your audible praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Romans chapter 14, verse 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace," and listen, "and joy in the Holy Spirit." You see, you may not understand this, but joy is a fruit of the Spirit. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there is a sense of joy, contentment, happiness that exudes from you because it's the Spirit of God doing it inside of you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love." We pretty much assume that's part of it. But the second fruit that's listed is the fruit of joy. Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. What does the fruit of the Spirit mean? It means that the evidence that the Spirit of God is inside of you, when the Holy Spirit really has control of you, it means that you will be a joyful people, that we will experience joy. Joy makes noise. I recently have had the incredible privilege of having a grandson. And my daughter and her husband had a grandson. His name is Finn. And he's already 22 pounds, and he's not that old. So he's one big boy. But I tell you what, he doesn't know how to talk. But one of my great joys when he comes over is to make him laugh. And now that he's a little older, of course, I have all these antics to make him laugh. I got my system. I make noises. I tickle him. I do the Zoom. I'm coming after you. And, you know, sometimes he just sits there and stares at me when he's kind of tired. But there's other times when I can really get him going, and he starts making these noises, and he's a yelp and a laugh and a giggle, and it gives me great joy to see him laugh and make joyful noises. Can I tell you, the heart of the Father is the same way? That when you make a joyful noise, it actually causes the heart of the Father to rejoice as you rejoice in him. Well, we'll continue our message here on Bold Steps in just a moment. But real quick, let me invite you to visit our website where you can find all of these daily Bible teachings anytime at boldstepsradio.org.
And when you do go to that website, we also encourage you to reach out and let us know you're listening, because we absolutely love hearing from our listeners. And we even take time here in the program to share some of what you send in. Like this encouraging note, Mark, that we have in front of us from a listener named Serena, who said, "I absolutely love Bold Steps Radio. I'm in Southern California, and right when I leave for work, get this, at 3:45 a.m.
Wow.
For my 48-mile commute, you were coming on the radio. Pastor Mark, your messages are always a blessing, and you have the ability to tough talk me to keep me going through some really hard times."
Hey, Wayne, I like that. Tough talk me.
Tough talk.
And Serene goes on to say, "I've been a Christian for many, many years, but like a bad starter in a car, I have had a hard time going fully forward. Through your encouragement with the Holy Spirit, I finally got baptized." Congratulations,
yes.
Serena. "Also, anyone who can move me to tears or laugh out loud that early in the morning is one of my best friends. Thank you from the bottom of my heart." Serena, thank you for your words of encouragement. And boy, you do get up early. But, you know, it is the Holy Spirit, isn't it, Serena, that takes the Word of God at the right moment. And you may be in California and someone else may be in Ohio, someone else in Florida, someone else in Malawi, Africa, different settings, but God takes his word and brings it to us just at the right moment we need. So thanks for that word of encouragement.
Yes, indeed. To share your story and tell us how Bold Steps has helped you in your walk with Christ, or to simply ask Mark a Bible question, be sure to reach out today by going online to boldstepsradio.org. You can also send us email, boldsteps@moody.edu. and you can call and leave your message with your own voice on a recorded line by dialing 312-329-2011. That's 312-329-2011. And today we're also inviting you to actually be a part of this ministry by signing up to become one of our Bold partners. Your faithful giving is what allows us to plan, produce, and distribute these Bible teachings each and every week. And when you commit to supporting this ministry on a monthly basis with a gift of, say, $30 or more, we'll show you our appreciation by giving you a 50% discount on all Moody Publishers resources available at moodypublishers.org, along with other exclusive content from Mark. So we've made it easy to sign up right now to become a Bold partner. Simply go to boldstepsradio.org. Now, let's get back into today's message. Mark has more to teach us about breaking the slump.
And so he tells us, make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. By that, we mean that some of you are engaged in serving God in different ways, in different ministries, at your home. But sometimes we serve the Lord out of duty, out of guilt, out of responsibility, but with little joy. So he's saying, not only make a joyful noise, but serve the Lord with gladness. Don't be someone that says, I gotta do it, I guess. I gotta show up in church, or I gotta set up the chairs, or I gotta be an usher. We want some joy, some gladness, some energy that comes from it. Serve the Lord with gladness. And have you ever been to a restaurant and you have a cranky server at your table? It really bothers me when I have someone that comes to serve and they're kind of like, here's the menu, what do you want? And it makes you want to say, hey, you know, at least if you're not really happy in your job, at least try to show some courtesy here. When you have a server that you know doesn't want to be there or is cranky, sir, can I ask you this on the menu? What's the menu say? It makes me want to get up and say, you know, I don't want to be here. Because they're not serving with gladness. They're serving with crankiness or rudeness. And the Bible says, hey, serve the Lord with gladness. And then it says, listen, come into his presence with singing. In other words, we enter into the presence of the Lord with his joy, with the singing, with his gladness about our heart. Even if our emotions are not quite there, here's the point, that we choose to operate in a sense of joy even before joy shows up. Oh, some of you need to hear that. We need to show up with the habits of joy before the emotion of joy catches up to us. I read recently the benefits of singing. In one study, singers were found to have lower levels of cortisol, indicating lower stress. Study after study has found that singing relieves anxiety and contributes to the quality of life. And think about when you're singing unto God, you're making a joyful noise, it releases stress. Some of you need to start singing in your car. Some of you need to start singing in your home. Some of you need to start making some joy noises as you celebrate the goodness of God and see how that begins to change your slump. So not only does he tell us make a joyful noise, number two, he says, know who is God. Remember that you belong to God and he belongs to you. Listen to what it says in verse 3. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You know, it tells us in Psalms 46:10, a well-familiar passage that many of us know about. It says, be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46:10. In essence, the psalmist in Psalms 100 is saying the same thing. He's saying, I want you, if you're going to get out of your slump, if you're not going to live in that slump of depression and that slump of sadness, that slump of lack of energy, then you need to know that God is God, that the Lord is God. He tells us, no. That means that you have to know within your intellect, but experience in your being There's a knowing that is intellectual and a knowing that is experiential. This involves both of them, knowing with our mind, but knowing and experiencing with our heart that the Lord, He is God. And then it goes on to say, it is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my righteous hand. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? So, first of all, make some noise that's joyful unto the Lord. Secondly, begin to live with the awareness that the Lord that we serve, He is God, He's sovereign, and that we are His, and that He is ours, and that He is our shepherd. As it tells us, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So there's a difference between just knowing that He is God and knowing that He's our God. When He's my God, then I have a relationship with Him. I'm intimately acquainted with Him. I'm not just a creature on earth that God oversees, but He is my God and I am His. This is powerful. If you're going to break out of the slump, I think you have to wake up in the morning and you have to recognize, Lord, you are God, but you are my God. You are sovereign, but you are my God. You intersect with my challenges. You care about my existence. You know about my name and my difficulties. You interact with me. You are my God, and I am yours, Lord. And there's something powerful about that that breaks us out of our slump when we understand that He is God and He is our God. Number three, I'm talking about how to break the slump. Number three, thank your way in to His presence. You enter into His presence with the ticket of thanksgiving and praise. Notice what it says in verse 4. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. Can I just say this? A unthankful person is ultimately a miserable person. Constantly complaining. Nothing ever suits them. There's a lot of people that look around life and they focus on what they either don't have or they focus on what is wrong. They focus on what they don't like, and that becomes their conversation piece. A thankful person actually does the opposite. A thankful person actually focuses on what is good, what is right. They focus on what they have. They focus on who God is. They focus on those things that are lovely, pure, good, righteous, honorable. They let their mind meditate on those things. And they understand they're not living in an alternative reality, but they understand they may not have everything that they want, but they thank God for what they do have. That's a thankful person. The Bible talks about it over and over and over and over again. And I simply want to say that you and I need to preset the thermostat of our spiritual lives to the setting of thanksgiving.
You're listening to Bold Steps with pastor, author, and Moody Bible Institute President Mark Job. We'll get to the final half of today's message called Breaking the Slump when we regroup tomorrow. And in case you can't join us then, or if you missed any portion of today's program, be sure to catch up online by going to boldstepsradio.org. While you're on our homepage, you'll also want to click on the link for our latest Bold Step gift. This month, we're helping you say goodbye to monotonous prayers and hello to a dynamic and fulfilling prayer life with Dr. Bill Thrasher's How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life. This comprehensive guide offers practical strategies and valuable tools and inspiring insights to help you reignite your prayer routine and strengthen your spiritual condition. So, if you are tired of dull prayers that feel forced and uninspired, reach out today and request Dr. Thrasher's How to Resurrect a Dead Prayer Life. We'll send you a copy with your gift of any amount to support this ministry. Just go to boldstepsradio.org or call 800-DL-MOODY, 1-800-356-6639. And before we wrap up today, let me remind you that you can always find these messages and listen anytime, anywhere you go, by subscribing to the Bold Steps podcast on your phone or mobile device. Open up your podcast app and search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Job. You'll also find our other family of programs such as Bold Steps Weekend, the Bold Steps Minute, and our Spanish version of the Bold Steps Minute, Pasos a Dafis. So don't forget to click on the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review or comment to help other listeners learn more about the program. I'm Wayne Shepherd, inviting you back tomorrow when Mark continues this message titled Breaking the Slump. Discover how you can turn things around when you listen Tuesday to Bold Steps with Mark Joe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.